Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Very Good Copy, 2000 Micro Lessons on Thinking and Writing Like a Copywriter by Eddie Schlaner is a practical guide to sharpening persuasive writing through short, focused lessons. Rather than treating copywriting as a bag of tricks, the book frames it as a way of thinking about audiences, offers, and language choices that move people to act. The micro-lesson format makes it easy to learn in small doses while still building a coherent skill set: how to get attention, how to make benefits feel specific, how to structure a message so it flows, and how to edit until every line earns its place. Schlaner draws on his experience as a copywriter and educator to highlight the reasoning behind strong copy, not just formulas. The result is a toolbox for marketers, founders, creators, and writers who need their words to produce outcomes, clicks, signups, sales, or simple clarity. It is also a helpful reset for experienced writers who want to refine fundamentals and develop repeatable habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, adopting the copywriter mindset, outcome, audience, offer. A central idea in the book is that copy improves fastest when you shift from writing as self-expression to writing as problem-solving. That begins with defining the outcome you want, the audience you are talking to, and the offer you are presenting. The lessons emphasize that clever wording cannot rescue a vague promise or an unclear target reader. Good copy starts upstream, understanding what the reader cares about, what they fear losing, what they hope to gain, and what would make them trust a claim. From that foundation, the writer can choose angles and details that feel relevant rather than generic. The micro lessons encourage you to ask practical questions. What job is the reader hiring this product or idea to do? What objections will they have? And what proof would reduce doubt? What is the simplest way to say what this is and why it matters now? This mindset reframes copywriting as empathy plus strategy. It also helps writers avoid common traps such as focusing on features without context, using hype to cover uncertainty, or defaulting to jargon that sounds professional but fails to communicate. Secondly, writing for clarity, specificity, simplicity, and concrete language. The book repeatedly returns to the principle that clarity is persuasive. Readers cannot be moved by a message they do not quickly understand. The micro lessons teach how to turn broad claims into precise ones by adding concrete details, measurable outcomes, and clear constraints. Instead of promising better results, you learn to describe what better looks like in real life and for whom. The guidance also favors simple sentence structures, strong verbs, and familiar words over elaborate phrasing. That does not mean dumbing down, it means removing friction so the reader can glide from idea to idea. Another recurring theme is avoiding abstractions. Abstract nouns can hide weak thinking, while tangible imagery and examples create believability. The lessons encourage you to test lines for meaning by asking what a reader can picture or verify. If the answer is nothing, the copy likely needs rewriting. This focus on clarity supports every channel, landing pages, emails, social posts, product descriptions, and internal writing. The underlying promise is that the more plainly and specifically you communicate, the more credible and effective your copy becomes. Thirdly, hooks and headlines, earning attention without cheap tricks. Because most copy fails before it starts, the book devotes attention to opening moves, headlines, first lines, and initial framing. The micro lessons explore how to earn attention by aligning with what the reader already wants, worries about, or wonders. Rather than relying on gimmicks, the approach focuses on relevance and tension. A strong hook often implies a payoff, poses a sharp question, challenges an assumption, or spotlights a painful friction the reader recognizes. The book also teaches that headlines are not ornamental, they are strategic promises that set expectations for everything that follows. If the headline is vague or inflated, the body copy inherits that weakness. If the headline is precise, the rest of the message can build momentum. Another emphasis is on matching tone to context. What works in an email subject line may not work on a pricing page, and what works for a playful consumer brand may undermine trust in a serious B2B setting. The practical takeaway is a repeatable method: choose a single reader, relevant idea, state it with specificity, and shape the line so it creates curiosity while staying honest about the offer. Fourthly, structure and flow, guiding the reader from interest to action. Beyond individual lines, the book highlights how persuasive writing is built through sequence. The micro lessons cover ways to organize copy so each section answers the next natural question in the reader mind. A typical path moves from attention to relevance, from promise to explanation, from benefits to proof, and then to a clear action. The value of structure is that it reduces cognitive load. The reader does not have to work to understand what you mean or why it matters. The book also stresses that transitions, pacing, and formatting shape comprehension. Short paragraphs, purposeful line breaks, and scannable elements can make dense ideas feel effortless. Another structural theme is balancing emotion and logic. You may open with a pain point or aspiration, but you still need reasons to believe, examples, demonstrations, constraints, or comparisons that ground the claim. The lessons also encourage precision in calls to action. A weak CTA is often a symptom of unclear value or missing proof. By improving the flow of argument, you make the final step feel like the obvious next move rather than a leap of faith. Lastly, editing. Like a pro, cutting noise and strengthening every line. The book treats editing as the real work of copywriting. First drafts exist to get ideas onto the page. Revisions create impact. The micro lessons push you to remove filler, tighten phrasing, and make each sentence serve a purpose. This includes spotting vague modifiers, empty intensifiers, unnecessary qualifiers, and repetitious framing. You learn to replace broad claims with evidence, swap weak verbs for stronger ones, and simplify constructions that slow reading. Another editing angle is consistency, ensuring that your message, tone, and promised outcome stay aligned from headline to CTA. If the copy makes multiple promises, the reader becomes unsure what they are buying into. The lessons also emphasize testing your writing against the reader perspective. What does the reader get, how quickly, at what cost, and with what risk? Editing is where you proactively answer those questions. The overall takeaway is that great copy is often shorter than you think, but richer in meaning because it is specific and intentional. By making editing a repeatable habit, you can raise the quality of emails, ads, landing pages, and product messaging without needing more words. In conclusion, this book is a strong fit for marketers, founders, product builders, freelance writers, and anyone who regularly needs to persuade with words, including job seekers, sales teams, and creators building an audience. It is also useful for experienced copywriters who want a compact way to revisit fundamentals and pressure test habits. The biggest life benefit is practical. Clearer writing creates clearer thinking. When you learn to define an audience, sharpen a promise, and support it with specific details, you communicate better in business and in everyday decisions, from pitching an idea to writing an important email. The micro-lesson format makes it easy to practice consistently, which is often the missing ingredient in skill development. Compared with similar books that lean heavily on templates or platform-specific tactics, this one stands out by emphasizing transferable principles that apply across channels and industries. The short lessons make the material easy to revisit when you are stuck, editing, or preparing a launch. If you want a reference, you can open at any page and immediately find a useful prompt, reminder, or technique to improve your next draft. It is worth buying and keeping close to your writing workflow. If you would like to support Eddie Schlaner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.